burada sen keşenin işte kayıt yatak.
That was the Klezmer Conservatory Band from their album called Old World Beat, pronounced something like Das Kishinev Shtikala, or the Kishinev Piece, and heard here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly, the usual host of the program, and pleased to be with you on this Friday, the one and only Friday of our fall pledge period, and also the final day for the pledge period as far as Live and Local is concerned, meaning it's your final chance to pledge your support, financially speaking, to this program to make sure that we're alive and well in the coming year. And we're very pleased to have had support from a number of people throughout the week. And thanks to all who have called and contributed online throughout our drive, whether it's to this program or any other program on Illinois Public Media. Of course, we would like your support for today's show, which I think is going to be quite enjoyable, a little bit different from what we've had earlier in the week. The first part of our program will focus on a one-time-only performance on Saturday, tomorrow night, of a play by Barbara Lebo called A Shana Madel, which means A Pretty Girl, being performed by the Creative Dramatics Workshop, who are from Sydney, Illinois, at Sinai Temple in Champaign, tomorrow night, 7:30. And we've got some live scenes from that, from the actors in the show. And then coming up, I'll be talking with Chester Always, who is music director of the, Baroque Artists of Champaign-Urbana, who are opening their season Sunday night with a concert, obviously, of Baroque music, but featuring an unusual instrument called the corno da caccia, with a former professor at the University of Illinois who's now elsewhere and coming back to make a return appearance with the Baroque Artists. That'll be on Sunday's program and later on today's Live and Local. Our phone number where you can call right now and offer your support for this show is 217-244-0025, or you can give online at willpledge.org. We will have more about that coming up. But first, let me introduce you to my first guests. They are Robert Picklesheimer, who is the director of the Creative Dramatics Workshop, and also four of the actors of this production called A Shana Madel. Three are closely related, mother and two daughters. Sue Pollocky is the mom and plays the mother in this production. Sisters Sarah and Emily Pollocky will be playing the sisters in the show, and then we have also Brandon Moore, who is playing another character in the play. They'll be joined, not today, but in the production tomorrow, by Molly Rannebarger. And the four girls have worked together quite often, and perhaps Brandon, you've worked with them as well in previous productions, or?
Yeah, Sarah especially.
Sarah especially. Well, we're glad to have you all on here. I had, when Bob, you sent me information on the show, I thought one time only, because I thought somebody just did this. And in fact, this was done pretty recently at Illinois Wesleyan University, so I'd at least seen the name. But I hadn't known anything about the play, so why don't you tell us a bit about it?
Well, we actually did the play in the spring, in April, and some folks from the Sinai Temple saw it and asked us to do it there. It's set in 1947, after World War II. And the family had been split up. A father and one daughter had come to America earlier, before the Depression had started. And the mother and the other daughter had gotten stuck in Germany, and it's a Jewish family. And one daughter joins them in New York after World War II is over. She spent the war in Europe, in the concentration camps, in fact. And it's the story of them getting back together, the family getting back together.
So the family split because of the war.
They all tried to come to New York, and two of them didn't come. One of them, the daughter got sick, and then they couldn't get over later, and then they were shut out from coming to America, and a long series of issues. But it's basically about what happens to them when they get back together in 1947, and they recall some things.
I did talk to somebody. In fact, it was your dad, Sarah and Emily, who obviously had seen it when you did it earlier, or when you did it in the spring. And he said it's a beautiful play, difficult at times in various ways. I haven't seen it, so I'm curious to know, although I could maybe imagine, what is some of the difficulty? What's the emotional range of the show? I mean, I guess we'll hear a little bit in the scenes.
Well, it's not really graphic, but they're memory scenes, and those are probably the most difficult ones, as Lucia, the older sister, played by Sarah, in some of the scenes she remembers back to both her mother and her best friend, Hannah, who is Molly Rannenbarger. And she even is remembering some about her husband, who she hasn't seen in 5 or 6 years, who is David, who is Brandon Moore, who plays Lucia, Sarah's husband, in the play. They were in Romeo and Juliet together, so paired them together again. But there's a lot of family members in the play, a mother and two sisters, and a sister's best friend. So we cast a mother and two sisters and a sister's best friend.
Well, nothing like typecasting.
Well, you've got relationships already set up, so it helps. But there are some scenes in the play that are, because you know what's going to happen, but it's not graphic, but it hints around at it. It's almost in a Greek tradition of hinting what's happening, but you have a feel for it, and it's the feeling between the characters. And in fact, it's a whole different show than shows we've done in Sydney. It did a lot of improvisational things, which some of the actors hated, but it really helped to establish the relationships between everybody in the play, in emotional contacts and bonds and things like that that really come out in the show, I think.
Now, when you say it's different from the shows you've done at Sydney, meaning your performances of this play is different from that or from other shows that you've done?
Well, a lot of shows we do are like kids' shows, and we use kids doing shows. This is a very realistic play, and it's painful sometimes. In fact, I should have a couple of the other people talk about it, because even the actors in some rehearsals had trouble going on with it. Not because you directly saw what happened to the characters, but they knew that was the last time they were going to see that friend in the play, or the last time they were going to see the mother in that play. And it's touching.
And if you're wrapped up in the character, you know, you will feel that emotion, obviously. Yeah. Well, why don't we, before we talk about it more, let's have, I know you brought a few scenes. Let's have the first one. Or do these come chronologically in the order of the play or not?
Pretty much. And they're basically scenes that set up what happens in the rest of the play. And I'm in it, too. I play the father, who I'm not sure everybody always likes the father, but that's here and there, especially if he's also the director.
Well, that's life, too, isn't it?
That's right, exactly. Yeah. Well, there's a whole issue of that in the play, which is great. We'll just start with Rose. I was asleep.
All right. I was asleep, Papa. What's the matter? It's the middle of the night.
I got big news. Important news. Sit.
Well, what is it, Papa? Tell me. You're scaring me to death.
Thanks to God. I found your sister.
My sister? When, Papa? Where? How? How is she?
Came these letters from Red Cross and from Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society, both together today, to Mr. Mordecai Weiss in Brooklyn. She went from concentration camp Poland to hospital Sweden. I make lots of phone calls down to Greenspan's, to be sure, and I'm down to immigrant office waiting with more people. She comes here by boat in 3 more weeks.
I can't believe it.
They left one from the family alive. It's truth. They tried to wipe out everybody, but you, I got away in time, and now your sister.
Lucia Weiss Pechenik. She must be married.
A married woman. Last we seen her, she was this big.
So it comes early in the play then.
Yeah, that's like the very first thing, which sets up the rest of the show.
So let's talk a little bit about some of the emotional experience for the actors. Emily, you get to find out right away that this thing that you probably presumably never thought would happen is going to happen. What did you have to do to prepare yourself emotionally for the role?
Well, my character is the younger sister, and I'm actually the older sister, so I have to prepare myself mentally for that, as Bob reminds me. But also, it's just the easiest way is to visualize what it would be like if I lost Sarah. And that just, it scares you, you know, and not remembering having, you know, a sister. You know, it's this thing that you know you have, but you can't remember anything about. And suddenly it shows up, and as the scene goes on, Papa says, "Oh, by the way, your sister's staying with you." And Rose, you know, is like, whoa, what the heck happened here? And she ends up being stuck with Lucia, which I think is the best thing that could happen. But she
Rose, your character, is stuck with Lucia?
She gets, yeah.
And why would stuck be? I mean, I would think that would be a marvelous, wonderful privilege.
It becomes that, but Rose does not view it that way initially, because she doesn't know anything about her sister. Her sister's different. She doesn't know how much her sister will know of English. And she's just kind of separated herself from this past and wants to be American and find out about being American and doesn't want strings on her, I think. But as the play goes on, she appreciates Lucia much more.
Well, and you sisters are perhaps closer than the average sisters because you've been homeschooled, which means that you're with each other even more than most sisters are, and have ample opportunity to get completely and utterly sick of each other. But at least when I've seen you in here a number of times, that doesn't seem to have happened, although I imagine it does on occasion. Does that, for you, Sarah, does that present a complication in that you are so close, but yet you're supposed to play these sisters who are somewhat, you know, are pretty far away at the start?
Not really, no. Because I think when you're playing the character, you're not really thinking about the person who's playing the character. You're thinking about their character instead. So I think I'm more comfortable with Emily, so I feel less awkward about, you know, hugging her or crying over her or anything. But I don't feel like it makes it harder to be emotionally distant from her, I guess.
Well, it's just, I mean, the notion that two sisters playing sisters, I would have assumed that a certain amount of this would be almost inseparable and therefore a challenge, but maybe not. Maybe partly because you have played opposite each other so many times before as well.
That's it. She's
not only in public productions, but also in your house, as if I remember right. Haven't you written plays for yourselves when you were younger?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We're talking with members of the Creative Dramatics Workshop production of Ashena Madel, which will be happening tomorrow night at 7:30. One performance only at Sinai Temple in Champaign. It's Barbara Lebo's play, and we'll have another couple of scenes at least in a couple of minutes here on Live and Local. But first, I want to remind folks that we're in the final weekday. The final day of our pledge drive as far as Live and Local is concerned. The pledge drive actually continues through part of the weekend and into Monday for our morning programs on the FM on this station and on our companion AM station. But it's our last chance to come to you and say thanks for listening, and won't you consider supporting the program financially? Our phone number is 217-244-0025. The web address where you can contribute online is willpledge.org, willpledge.org. And I'm in the studio not only with these folks from Creative Dramatics Workshop, but also with Les Schulte, who is the corporate support director here at WILL, and he gets to change his corporate hat for a much more personal sort of hat and speak to individuals in our community who are, frankly, less, even more important than corporate supporters.
Well, you know, that's actually, you know, everybody plays a role in making sure that the station remains vibrant and has the dollars necessary to put on the programs that we need and that you look forward to. About 40% of the money, sometimes a little more than 40% of the money necessary to operate these stations, comes directly from individual support, and that is individuals and families and businesses who contribute to this service. But you're right there, Kevin, in the sense that about 20 to 25% of the money that we get from private funds comes from businesses that make contributions to our station. That means around 80% of the money that we get from private sources comes from individuals, just people who use this service and make $40 and $60 and $100 contributions to make sure that the programs that they enjoy, that they think is valuable for this community, will continue to be here. And that's what we're asking you to do right now. Go to the phone and call 217-244-9455 or go online to willpledge.org and make a contribution. You decide the value of this service and then make that call and make that pledge of support. Something really special if you do it right now. We have a 2-for-1 member match. Current friends have come together. They've put together a pool of money, current friends, current businesses, like First National Bank and Trust in Clinton and Ray's Heating and Air Conditioning and Natural Gourmet. They've put together a pool of money so that if you make a contribution right now at 217-244-9455, they will add $2 for every dollar that you put in to the fund to make your pledge. So, again, make that contribution. Make a $50 contribution right now. That's like making a $150 value to WILL. 217-244-9455 or go online to willpledge.org.
And Les, I'm going to remind you that you are on the FM station now, which means the phone number is 217-244-0025.
I sure did.
Otherwise, you will be supporting that darned FM AM station.
Oh, man. Yeah, we don't want to do that. We don't want to do that.
Attached, yeah.
You are correct, sir. It is 244-0025.
I want the money. I don't want to go into those news people.
Right.
Well, this program actually is, you know, it's partly about news. It's news about performances that are going on throughout our listening area, including this production tomorrow night, which you may not otherwise have known about, except hearing about it here on WILL Live and Local. Ashana Madel, performed by members of Creative Dramatics Workshop, who are with us in the studio here to give us a few samples of what this play is like. A Pretty Girl is what it means. Is this a direct reference to one of the sisters, or anybody in particular, or what's the reason for the name?
That's been one of the big discussion points as we've gone through the piece, and the conclusion is pretty much any one of the women can be the pretty girl of the play.
Including mom, including friend, including mm-hmm. either of the sisters.
Yes.
Depending upon the orientation. Well, let's have another scene.
This is one of the flashback scenes. And we're going to do one between Lucia and her husband, David. Starting with Weakling.
Schwahinker, mm-hmm. Weakling, can't keep up.
You're right. It's no use. You win. I give up. You're in much better shape than I am.
Condition, yes, I agree. But shape? Yours is better. It's my lungs. I'm running more now. They put Jews into a separate school. Twice a day now, at twice the distance as before. And no more cigarettes. I take advantage of the rationing to improve my health.
Real opportunist.
That's me.
You draw too much attention to yourself with all this running. You could get to work 5 minutes later. Mr. Grubman understands about school. You're too noticeable. You stand out.
It doesn't matter. No one can catch up with me.
No. No, David. Mama will come in, and what'll she think?
We're almost married. She'll encourage me.
No. Mama, help!
You asked the question a minute ago, who is Ashana Madel in various parts in the play? Mother used to call Rose Ashana Madel, and she has very dim memories of her mother. And Mordecai called his wife Ashana Madel. And, of course, Hannah is a very pretty girl who doesn't come to America. Duvid's the one we're looking for throughout the play. She's come to New York and found her family, but Duvid has not been found yet. And we're in the process of going to places and trying to find that out. And you asked earlier about the sisters. Papa sort of says, no, she's going to stay here. And the sisters, they bond to the point where they don't want to go anywhere just one-on-one with Papa. They like each other so much, which is pretty sweet in the play, I think, too.
And it's taken a while for them to develop that bond.
That's part of the progression of the play, and it's pretty sweet.
So when you say they're looking for Duvid, meaning that he's the one who didn't come out of Germany, and so they assume he was lost in the Holocaust? Well,
there's one scene where they list all their relatives that are not with them anymore, which is pretty touching. But Duvid, as far as they know, has survived, and they just don't know if he's come to New York or where he's at. They have no word. They have word that he probably survived, but don't know where. And especially Lucia spends all of her time going to the immigrant office to try to find him.
So he's the brother.
He's her husband.
She is her. I missed something earlier then where I thought that they came over together. I missed that part of things. See, the interviewer needs to pay closer attention.
But that's why we did the one little scene, and I think right. It's a sweet scene between the two of them, too.
Creative Dramatics Workshop, you talked a little bit about it, Bob, earlier, that you often do shows for and by younger people. Just tell me a little bit about the company, how it got started, and what's its purpose generally.
Well, we do shows in a little wooden frame church, and used to be a church in Sydney, and it's been mostly for young people. I started it back in 96, and at the time knew a bunch of actors in the area, but I would either have to get them to come out to Sydney or develop talent in Sydney. And I think a lot of people, many of whom people see locally, have acted in Sydney as kids and grown up doing it and gotten used to what they're doing and just learned things in Sydney. And we've done a lot of, in fact, you mentioned earlier about them playing sisters before. Little Women was one of the shows in Sydney. We did Little Prince. We did Little Princess, a lot of little plays, I guess. But it's a small, intimate space, and so it's really nice to do. We did Romeo and Juliet, and we've done some Shakespeare. We did Othello in the spring. But in Romeo and Juliet, the balcony was right next to the audience. And it's always nice when you're right next to the audience and can be affected by that. And especially in a play like this, I think people are very affected by the play. We're doing it in a slightly different space at the Sinai Temple. And I want to make sure that everyone knows that anyone is invited. The Sinai Temple has invited anyone to come. They're doing it as a fundraiser for Sinai Temple, but they wanted anyone who might want to come see the show to come there.
Well, and if it's a fundraiser, all the more reason to have lots of people go.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
so that can be a benefit in that way. Ashana Maida will be at Sinai Temple in Champaign tomorrow night at 7:30. They're on West Windsor Road, just west of Duncan.
Yes.
Avenue, I think. And the performance by Creative Dramatics Workshop. We have with us three Pollockys. Sue Pollocky, whom we haven't heard from yet in the scene anyway, playing the role of the mom. And she is opposite Bob Picklesheimer, who was just speaking, who's also director of the workshop, his mom and dad. And then sisters Sarah and Emily, playing sisters in the play. And then Brandon Moore playing the character of Duvid, who is the apparently lost husband, although presumably somewhere in the world to be found out. One more scene?
Yes. I'd like to do the one between Mama and Lucia, and it's another flashback. But Mama, you've got to go with her.
Okay. You can go from there. Mama, you've got to go with her and get out of this horrible place.
She's a wonderful woman.
Well, then go.
All right. She says there is room for one more. You. But not the baby. Not Sprinza. You want to come too?
How dare you? No, don't be crazy, Mama.
You stay with your child. I stay with mine.
This is different. I'm not helpless like the baby. You have another child too. You could be with Razel again. Finally, Mama and Papa.
I tell you something. When you have a grandchild, you have two children. Here, where I am, I have two. There, where I may never arrive, is one I lost long ago. I will not take the chance to lose again.
That's basically it.
So one of the flashback scenes, yes, from Ashana Maida. So this is presumably when they're in Germany at that point.
Yes.
And eventually get to New York. Are the flashbacks quite frequent?
We did more of them today than other scenes to give a spirit of what the show was about. But they aren't that frequent. And actually, the irony is they usually come from Lucia as she's, in fact, all of them from Lucia. When she's like cleaning the floor, she remembers her friend. And shows her friend around the new apartment. Of course, her friend was gone from Germany years before, and she remembers Mama when she's talking to Papa or to her sister. And in fact, what prompts this one scene you just heard was her father had gotten a bundle that he had not given to Razel right away from his mother, and she's remembering back to her mother when she first gave the bundle, and the lady was trying to get her out too, and she didn't get out, but the lady gave the bundle to the father, and the father finally gave it to his daughter. And the other daughter is a little upset that he took so long to do it. It's ways of recombining families where, you know, up till this time, Razel has just done whatever Papa's told her to do. She was the youngest daughter. But now that Lucia is here, she actually wears Mama's scarf and reacts to Papa, and it becomes a full family. And that's what's so exciting about the show. And then they find the happy part of the family, which is the son-in-law, if you will, by the end. Sweet is the only way I can describe the show. It's sad, but also there's some very good things happening in it.
So ups and downs and a good emotional gamut. That's what entertainment is about at some level, but also educational entertainment in this case as well. It's A Shayna Metal, a play by Barbara Lebo. Is that how she says her name, as far as you know? Performance by the Creative Dramatics Workshop from Sydney. It's going to be at Sinai Temple in Champaign. One performance only tomorrow night at 7:30. Bob Picklesheimer with us on the program today. And also Sue and Sarah and Emily Pollocky and Brandon Moore. They'll be joined by Molly Rannenbarger in the production. And you can get more information and tickets by calling Sinai Temple. It's area 217-352-8140. 217-352-8140. And what's the, I assume you have a website for Creative Dramatics Workshop?
It's creativedramaticsworkshop.org.
Easily enough. Thank you all very, very much for coming in, and best of luck with the performance.
Thank you.
It's Live and Local on FM 90.9. Coming up, I'll be talking with Chester Always, who is music director of the Baroque Artists of Champaign-Urbana. They are opening their season Sunday night in Champaign with a concert called Music for Corno da Caccia. We'll find out what is Corno da Caccia coming up shortly. But first, I want to remind you that we are in our fall pledge period, and we are looking for your financial support to first let us know how much you appreciate this program, because it's important for me to know as host, and also for the administration here to know that this program is of value to you, our listener, but also, frankly, for the financial support, because the stations do need that, and it's so important, as we've said many times, 40% of our operating budget coming from private sources, including individuals such as yourself. You can phone us now at this number. It's 217-244-0025, or the web address is always the same, willpledge, willpledge.org. Les Schulte is here with me, and it seems to me it's been a while since we've actually talked during a pledge drive during the show.
It has.
And I'm glad that we had the chance on this last day of this drive.
Me too, Kevin, because Live and Local actually is one of my favorite programs on WILL FM. I think it's great that we have a show that highlights what's going on in our community arts-wise. Once in a while, somebody will say, you know, there's just nothing going on. I don't know what to do, you know, with myself. And, you know, you kind of go, what's the matter with you? There's all kinds of things going on. And there's classical music, there's jazz, there's rock and roll music, there's great theater going on in this community. There are wonderful community theater groups in this community. And the fact that we highlight those things on this radio station, I think, is very important. And we're asking our audience, if you think that's important to step up, make a $40 contribution right now at 217-244-0025. Or online at willpledge.org, and make that contribution. We have a big goal today of $20,000 to keep us on track, and we're getting there. We're getting there. We're almost at $15,000 raised today, and that's because people have made pledges of $40, $60, maybe $200, whatever fits into your budget. We're just asking you to put a value on this service, on these programs that you expect to be here, and then make that call and show your support. 217-244-0025, or online at willpledge.org.
And the member match is still active?
That member match is still active right now. And that means when you make your contribution, we will be able to dip into our member match fund and match your pledge 2-for-1, not just dollar for dollar right now, 2-for-1. So if you make a $50 contribution, we'll add $100 from the member match fund. That's like making a $150 contribution to WILL.
217-244-0025 or online at willpledge.org. It's Live and Local on FM That's the jig from the first of the orchestral suites by Johann Sebastian Bach in a performance by the Brandenburg Consort led by Roy Goodman from the First Violin Desk. Heard on this program, Live and Local, because it's one of the pieces that is on the season opening concert by the Baroque Artists of Champaign-Urbana, which will be giving this concert Sunday night at 7:30 at McKinley Presbyterian Church. That piece actually led by a guest conductor, which is a bit unusual. We have with us the music director of the Baroque Artists, Chester Always, for a return appearance. Thanks, Chet, for coming in.
Nice to be here, Kevin. Thank you.
So I'm. What's with the guest conductor?
It was a decision prompted because I know his father very well, mostly, and he was a student of Don's. An orchestral conducting, Schleicher.
Oh, Don Schleicher, okay.
And he seemed to have a lot of experience in early music, and so I offered him, actually it was originally a piece on the December concert, but then he had foot surgery that had to be scheduled right before that, so I then said, okay, how about doing something on the October concert? So it was originally to be one of the two concertos that Michael Tunnell was going to play, the horns, Corno da Caccio soloists coming back. But then Michael decided he didn't want to play two concertos. That was too strenuous. So James decided to do the first orchestral suite.
And it works for your program.
Yes, except that I'm splitting it up into two halves.
the orchestral suite.
Yeah, because just to give Michael some rest for his lip, as it were. So we're doing the Telemann concerto first, and then the first half of the orchestral suite, a Bach aria, and then the second half of the orchestral suite, and the second half framed by two Bach arias, all three arias with Corno da Caccia.
Well, so you're giving sort of an interesting overview of some of what happens with the Baroque artists anyway, which is orchestral music,
right?
Vocal music,
right?
Quite regularly, often right. With choir, but no choir on this.
No choir
program.
On this one, no.
And then occasionally featuring soloists. Michael Tunnell was at one time on the faculty at the University of Illinois quite some years ago.
Right. It was late 80s into the 90s.
Trumpet professor.
He was the trumpet professor here. Now he's at the University of Louisville, my hometown.
Did I know that? I probably
I don't know.
That.
But he came back when we did B minor last summer.
About the Bach B minor mm-hmm. Mass. Yeah, that was a wonderful performance, by the way. And he was right. Featured on this instrument.
Right. He played, which in the at the end of the Gloria in the B minor Mass, there's a Corno da Caccia solo with bass, which we're doing tomorrow, Sunday night, and followed immediately by a big chorus, Cum Sancto Spiritu, in which if it's the same person, he has to sit down and pick up the piccolo trumpet and start playing right away, or have somebody cover that first entry.
So if it is the same person, nice little challenge to
Yeah, and make both a times like I've that. Done the piece, it's been the same person. I don't know if I imagine in Bach's day it would have been as well. Because he typically, they were expected to double on things like that.
Guy Few was who did
mm-hmm,
it the first
correct.
Time around.
Very good memory.
Yeah. I was actually, I remembered the first time, and I'm thinking, oh, please let me remember the guy's name. And Guy actually popped up probably
yeah,
for that
yeah.
that reason.
Yep.
Guy Few, who's a Canadian trumpeter.
Canadian and the brother of Nora Few, who was working on the in the graduate college.
Here at the University of Illinois.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Michael Tunnell playing trumpet elsewhere on that concert, or he's just
no, he's playing
to
only Corno da Caccia. When he was here for the B minor, I said he had recently taken up the Corno da Caccia, and it's not an instrument that you hear every day. And so I said, when I heard how well he played it, I said, I want you to come back and do a whole Corno da Caccia program, which he was thrilled with the idea of doing. And that's basically what's the beginning point of this concert.
So Corno da Caccia literally means horn for the chase or a hunting horn.
A hunting horn, yes. Mm-hmm.
But they come in, I think I've seen pictures of that look wildly different from each other.
Well, if you saw, you were there for Ton Koopman's performance of the B minor, I think.
Yeah, and that was a big
and
hoop
that was
of a
big,
horn.
That was the real hunting horn. It was a Corno da Caccia without valves. And that's not what Michael plays. Michael plays kind of a hybrid instrument that is sort of like a small French horn with a couple of valves. So it's not a historic instrument, but it is a kind of modern version of the original Corno da Caccia.
We have an example of of a corno da caccia, and I'm looking at the picture here for this particular soloist, and it looks like a very small French horn.
Yep.
Actually, an exceptionally small French horn. And it does
Piccolo
appear,
French horn, if you were.
Yeah, it does appear that he's got levers on this thing, or
yes.
They may be piston valves. It's hard to tell from the picture. The soloist here is Ludwig Güttler with an ensemble called Virtuosi Saxoniae. And this is the final movement from the piece that Michael Tunnell will
right.
be playing,
mm-hmm.
Which is a concerto in D by Georg Philipp Telemann for corno da caccia and ensemble. It'll be played by the Baroque Artists with the Baroque Artist Orchestra Sunday night in Champaign, 7:30 concert, and you're listening to Live and Local. Ludwig Güttler performing music by Georg Philipp Telemann with Virtuosi Saxoniae. It was the final movement of a concerto in D for corno da caccia, which simply means hunting horn, and orchestra. That piece will feature soloist Michael Tunnell on the corno da caccia with the orchestra of the Baroque Artists of Champaign-Urbana Sunday night at McKinley Presbyterian Church in Champaign. Concert starts at 7:30. You can get more information on baroqueartists.org, and you can also get more information by sticking around. We'll be talking more about what else is on that concert with music director Chester Always. First, however, I need to say that our broadcast today is made possible with support from the Sousa Archives and Center for American Music, preserving our nation's musical heritage at the University of Illinois, now featuring new exhibits entitled America's Musical Past, Shenanigans, Hootenannies, and Other Twisted Adventures. More information is available at sousaarchives.org. This is Membership Week on WYLL. It's our final, it's the end of our first week. But for all intents and purposes, as far as Live and Local is concerned, it's our final day to come to you and say thanks for your support over the years. Thanks for your support if you have called or gone online and contributed this week so far. And if you have not done so, to ask for your support to make sure that we're around for the coming year. You can call right now with your contribution. The phone number is 217-244-0025, or you can contribute online with your credit card or become a sustaining member if you like by going to our web address, which is willpledge.org, willpledge.org. I'm pleased to be here in studio with Les Schulte, our corporate support director, who always, you know, I always have the sense anyway, Les, that
What's
you
that?
Enjoy talking to folks during these pledge drives.
I do enjoy talking to people during these pledge drives because I think this is our opportunity to come to you and directly explain that you do play an important role in this public radio station. We're funded differently than commercial radio stations, which you know fund themselves through commercials. We fund ourselves primarily by asking you, the listener, who use these services to contribute. Get involved, and that is financially get involved with this station at whatever level fits into your budget. Now, that might be $100, that might be $60, that might be $500. We just ask you to put a value on it, decide how it fits into your budget, but make that call right now at 217-244-0025. As Kevin said, this is really the last opportunity during Live and Local for you to call and say, you know, Live and Local is really one of the programs that I appreciate here on WILL-FM, and I want to make my contribution right now during Live and Local. If this is important to you, make a call. It takes about 90 seconds, maybe 2 minutes, at 217-244-0025, or go online to willpledge.org. Now's a great time because we have this two-for-one member match going on. We have a fund that was put together by friends of WILL, current friends, who before the drive started, put together a fund of money, and they said, use this money to encourage other people to make their calls. And when you call right now, you have to do it right now, we will match your pledge out of that member match fund 2-for-1. So if it's $100, that's like making a $300 contribution to WILL. $50, $150. You see how it works. But you need to do it right now. We want to thank folks like Ray's Heating and Air Conditioning, First National Bank of Clinton, Natural Gourmet, along with many, many, many individuals who have made this fund possible. Thanks to them. Thanks to you. Make that call, 217-244-0025.
And if you'd prefer to make your gift online, you can simply go to our secure website, which is willpledge.org. And if you make a contribution of $50 or more there, or on phone for that matter, you're eligible for our member card. Our member card is good for discounts at restaurants all around Illinois, including Chicago and the surrounding area, and there are other discounts, discounted opportunities as well. That's a benefit that is available to you anytime you call, but the member match is available right now. Mm-hmm. And the phone number, 217-244-0025. And please consider joining the growing number of listeners who do support programs that matter to them, like Live and Local here on FM 90.9. I know that one person who appreciates the show is my guest on this portion of the program. His name is Chester Alwis, and he appreciates it so much that he just wrote us a check a few minutes ago. We won't reveal the amount. I haven't seen the amount. It doesn't matter. But I also know that he appreciates the program because he's been one of my most frequent guests since we've been on, primarily now because of the Baroque artists, formerly when he was on faculty at the University of Illinois with concert choir and so on. And always a pleasure to have Chet back on the program. There is some vocal music on your concert Sunday night. Why don't you talk about that a little bit?
Yes. One of the things Michael wanted to do
Michael Tunnell, the trumpet player,
was not just to do instrumental music, but also to assay a very oft neglected part of the repertory. That is, and there are arias within the 200 some odd cantatas that J.S. Bach wrote for church use that require this unusual instrument, and they oftentimes are not performed. Or very rarely performed, and sometimes with a trumpet. The particular aria you're going to hear next is from Cantata 46, Schauet doch und sehet, which, as I told Kevin, is the German equivalent of the Latin text, O vos omnes, O all ye that pass by, behold and see, if there's any sorrow like mine. And this is a kind of meteorological aria. It's about a storm, and you'll hear it as a very stormy kind of operatic piece, for baritone and string orchestra, basically. And it's scored for corno, actually corno di terrarsi, which is another variant of this family of brass instruments. It can be played on the trumpet as well, and when one hears it, most likely it's going to be played by a trumpet player.
But on your concert, it'll be played on the corno di terrarsi.
You bet.
By Michael Tunnell. Klaus Mertens is the soloist here with the Amsterdam Baroque Orchestra and Choir. Well, no choir. Ton Koopman is the director. It'll be performed by the Baroque artists. And what singer?
Matt Lees.
Matthew Lees. Mm-hmm. On Sunday night's concert in Champaign. The Amsterdam Baroque Orchestra, led by Ton Koopman, with bass Klaus Mertens in an aria from Cantata 46 by Johann Sebastian Bach, Schauet doch und sehet, look ye then and see if there be any sorrow. This is a text that normally shows up in Latin, O vos omnes, during Holy Week in the Christian Church. It sounds, Chet, it sounds awfully happy for that particular text.
Well, it's feisty. It's not real happy. It is in a major key, but it's about a storm that's coming, and it's going to be an apocalyptic storm, so you better watch out.
But musically, it sounds a little upbeat for that notion.
If you listen to the first chorus, which we didn't, it's the Quitolos of the B minor Mass.
Ah,
so
okay.
There we go.
All right. This will be sung by Matthew Lease, along with corno da caccia player Michael Tunnell and the Orchestra of the Baroque Artists, Sunday night at 7:30 McKinley Presbyterian Church in Champaign. And then you've got another singer who's involved in that program as well.
Ingrid Kamin, soprano, yes.
And she'll be doing
an aria from Cantata 14, yeah, which is a piece I didn't know. It's wonderful.
And what made you decide to, how did you not know it? I thought you knew everything.
No, I didn't know that particular cantata, and Michael sent me a list of cantatas that he really wanted to do. And I tried to get pieces that we could do and would lend variety to the program.
And that variety includes the first of the orchestral suites of Johann Sebastian
right.
Bach, which will be divided between the two halves of the concert, and the Telemann Concerto with Professor Tunnell as soloist, and then these arias as well. And anything
right.
else on the program?
That's it.
That'll be plenty.
Yeah.
McKinley Presbyterian Church, a wonderful setting for this kind of music, Sunday night, 7:30. For more information, it's baroqueartists.org. And thanks, as always, to music director Chester Always for joining us on the program.
My pleasure.
Best of luck with that concert.
Thank you, Kevin.
Our program is made possible today by support from Columbia Street Roastery, offering over 30 varieties and blends of whole bean or ground coffee at 24 East Columbia in Champaign. Coffee, tea, and chai are available from their retail store, in local restaurants, and through Columbia Street Roastery's coffee service. More information is available at 352-9713. And we have just a couple of minutes to make one final appeal during this fall pledge period to ask for your financial support for Live and Local. We'll be back on Monday, uninterrupted, as it were, with not commercials, but heartfelt appeals for your heartfelt support. Our phone number is 217-244-0025. And Les is always much better at this than I am, I think.
Well, not necessarily, Kevin. Sometimes I give the wrong phone number.
Well, it gives me something to do to correct you.
That's right. It keeps you involved in the process
right.
here. 217-244-0025 is the number to call to show your support. We want to thank everyone. We've had over 400 listeners become members or renew their pledge of support. We want to thank you, Chet, for you doing that. And so why don't you join Chet right now and call 217-244-0025. If you can make a pledge of support right now, we still have a few dollars left in the member match fund that we can use right now. Remember, this will match your pledge dollar for dollar. That if you call right now, 217-244-0025, and make a contribution, we can dip into the member match fund and match your pledge $2 for every dollar that you contribute. So if you make for example, $50 contribution, we'll add $100 out of the member match fund. That's $150 in value to WILL, your public radio station. All we're really asking you to do right now is put a value on the service you receive from this public broadcasting service, and then make a call and make a contribution at 217-244-0025. Or if you'd rather make your contribution online, that's terrific. Just go to willpledge.org. Thanks.
Thanks very much, Les,
and
to all of our listeners. You're listening to 90.9 WYL FM and HD Urbana with translator W293 AF Danville, NPR Classical Music, and more for Central Illinois. We are a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois, and your support is needed. Phone number 217-244-0025. I'm Kevin Kelly. Have a great weekend.